Shut up and sit down.
Hi everyone, glad to see you here. Today we are doing episode 71 of Geek Grills, a podcast in which geeky women and sometimes wonderful guests gather to record topical conversation and then offer it to the masses. The Geek Grills podcast is supported solely by our Patreons at patreon.com/grills. I'm September, also known as 9 of 12. It's NINEOF12. You can find me all over the internet that way. And I'm here with my co-host, Linda.
Hello.
And the Jen is back with us this week, which is super exciting.
Hi.
Yay. Hello, everyone.
And we have the always fabulous Mike TV.
Hey, everybody.
So Mike, I guess he was formerly known as Get Set Go, but now it's just Mike TV. He's recorded.
It's still actually Get Set
it's
Go.
Still both.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's recorded 7 full-length albums, 2 EPs with manifold bandmates, and then he was suffering from expenses that outpaced his revenue. So he relocated from Los Angeles, his home of 22 years, to Austin, Texas. Yay, Austin. I know it's weird there. In Austin, unencumbered by friends, bandmates, and distractions, Mike TV got down to the business of songwriting. Writing, recording, producing, mixing, mastering every subsequent release, he has released without fanfare or publicity, The Pleasure of Being Sad, Here Be Dragons, Furthermore, True Crime Television, Death and Taxes, 3 side project EPs, Say It with a Bullet, which is a 9-song side project album. Yeah, all side projects are 9. Isn't that a normal, 9 songs is an album? And he just released a 45-song album. This is why we can't have nice things. He's currently working on a new stripped-down 101-song album and has plans to release a 50-plus song album in the first half of 2018. He's not a fan of music journalism. His wiki page is constantly under threat of being deleted for not being notable enough. He's sick of the business side of the music business. He knows his path will probably not end well. But he's documenting as much as possible in song, perhaps as a warning to others who aspire to make music. Probably not, though. Most likely, it's just what he's doing. So he's also been licensed on film and television more than 30 times. You may have heard him on Grey's Anatomy and Weeds. Those are kind of the more famous shows he's been on. I've met him. I wanted to have him on today. We're going to talk about that process where he's so prolific and stream so much. And I'm inspired by that. So I asked him to come on today. So what have you guys all been up to this geeky week?
I get to go first. Sweet. Hi, guys. I'm just going to take this moment to fill in and say, first of all, sorry for my absence. I have been in and out. And to be perfectly honest, I may be in and out, joining when I can. But I just want to say how much it is nice to be back on today. And I did miss everybody and all the feedback. So, hi. Finally got to see Thor Ragnarok. Hooray. It was a funny, good time movie. Comic book movies should be fun and good times. And unlike the DC movies that are just horribly depressing, it was super fun and I laughed and it was great. So it was everything I wanted from a comic book movie and lots of attractive people. So yay. I've been playing a lot of Resident Evil 5, going through it. I never actually played all the way through. So going back and playing that with the dude, that's been pretty fun. I'm rereading Red Sonja, I've been in kind of a comic book kick lately. So I went back and I started from the beginning and I've been rereading the Red Sonja reboot. So I've been super into that. It's just a weird thing to get into, I guess, but what I've been doing. Lots of nerdy stuff.
Lots of. How about you, Linda?
Oh, and rewatching Battlestar Galactica. Super nerdy. Why? I don't know. Because I want to.
Like the original or the more modern?
No. Not the original. Okay. I like Starbucks to be a lady.
It's a good show.
About you, Linda?
This week, actually as of yesterday, I did my first Pokemon Plushie Project live stream, which is I'm going to make every single one of the original Generation 1 Pokemon via crochet. So I'm in the middle of Bulbasaur. I thought I could get him done in one live stream. I was incorrect. 5 hours was not enough time. It was not, I found out, but I'm going to hopefully finish him up maybe tomorrow or Wednesday, I'll do a little follow-up stream. I'm hoping to stream kind of every Sunday. I went and saw Star Wars, which I liked it. I know it's a big controversy among fans right now if they like it or if they didn't like it. I thought it was good. You could kind of tell where all the course correcting was from director to director, but you know what? I can deal with it. And my other podcast, Glitter Dice, just recorded our 15th episode. So that should be out beginning or middle of January, because we do monthly.
Awesome. And I watched that Bulbasaur stream. That was really fun to watch. And did you save to video on Twitch so people can go see?
Yes, it's saved on Twitch. I'm probably going to download it so I can like maybe speed it up and put it on YouTube or something to like Yakety Sax or something. I don't know.
And she is true noob on Twitch.
True noob.
So what about you, Mike? What have you been up to this week?
I had some health issues.
I was going to say, do we want to ask how it went at the doctor today?
I actually didn't go because everything sort of worked itself out over the weekend, but the weekend was a very protracted thing. So it's basically almost all healed up right now. But the thing is that like over the weekend, it was lots of me laying around and just watching. So I have a lot of the Marvel films. So I started from Iron Man again and just kind of rewatched all of them.
Oh my gosh, I'm doing that. I have a schedule for myself leading up to Infinity War. Anyway, continue.
Oh yeah, awesome. Yeah. So that, you know, and it's like, and they're guilty. They're like the movies I fall asleep to kind of thing, you know. And so I'll put one on and so I've been I watched all the Iron Mans. I didn't do them in sequence. I watched all the Iron Mans and I watched all the Captain Americas. You know, I watched Doctor Strange. They weren't in sequence, but they were like, kind of like, I didn't want to leave a character, you know? And then I guess the only really real, I mean, my weeks are crazy, but so I had to schedule in a geek experience for, so I do the D&D stream every Wednesday night. And that's been super fun. And that story's been ramping up on that. Although it was supposed to start off with a dungeon crawl, we've done maybe like 15 or 20 sessions and we still have yet to make it to the dungeon. So, you know, like, they're like third level. They haven't even entered the dungeon yet. You know, like
the
there
best
you go.
Way.
Yeah. That happens. You know, you're having a good time when the RP just goes totally left field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
remember, you and I haven't been in a game where somebody spent 15 minutes picking out a hat.
No. And having the hat get, you know, can I put razor blades in the brim and throw the hat?
Can the hat be sentient? I mean,
my players do that to me. They're like, we want to go have this adventure over on this. Can we have a rooftop chase? I'm like, really, guys? plot is that way? Okay, sure.
Yeah. It's been funny because I've got a bunch of guys that are pretty brand new to role playing. I think two or three of them, I think I've only got one experienced gamer and another guy that gamed way back in the day. So they've been kind of on point with the narrative, but the thing is like I just jam pack my they'll meet somebody and they'll ask the right I will throw in occasional narrative threads like if they tug on this they might be able to learn this and then variably they go oh what's this all about and then you know it unpacks this ridiculously long side jag of the story and I'm like oh great so I'm gonna have to start getting a little bit more linear with my story at least to get us into the dungeon.
Yeah, that could be tricky. We just had in the last month, someone who was a player has become our DM, and my husband was DMing for a long time. My husband's kind of enjoying, I think, throwing those monkey wrenches in because that was the monkey wrench guy.
Yeah, oh yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Like we escaped from being captive.
Revenge.
Yeah, like we escaped from being captive, but instead of just escaping, we. Like he transformed so he looked like one of the guards and then we used all kinds of weird cantrips to make those people think that one of their people had gone insane and killed everyone and then we like dismembered them and drew blood on the walls and like we got back in ourselves as if just shit hit the fan in the dungeon with the guards. So yeah, he was a little unprepared. So I saw Star Wars twice. My husband and I went on our legalversary as a date. And then we took our 14-year-old yesterday. The 16-year-old didn't want to go. He's going to see it with his friends and didn't want to spoil himself. Brainstorming the game docket for part-time gamers. Folks out there, write to me or tweet at me or something if there's a game you'd like to see reviewed. Maybe something you're thinking about buying or something you really enjoy and you want to the input to go out on the internet. We're going to be starting in January with some new games. And the new Pokemon raid is out, so of course I've been running around town, meeting up with my Pokemon Go folks, trying to catch a Groudon, which I caught one, but it was on my son's level 15 account. Still haven't got it. What else is new? But there's new Pokemon to catch, in case people don't know. Gen 3 is out. 50 of Gen 3. So I guess with that, it's time for the Geek Grapevine.
I was a bum and I didn't find anything this week. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You want to click on one of these and you can cover it. That's perfectly fine. We only have two.
I can't talk, apparently.
I'm excited about Adventure Time.
Okay. Well, the first thing is that I found is that there's a new series coming on National Geographic called One Strange Rock. And it's like a... not your average science documentary, but it's exploring like what makes humans so cool, like humans in general, and following interesting stories. And Will Smith is going to be hosting it. So It looks like an interesting thing. So I will, of course, put the link in our notes and the show so people can see and get to that and take a look, see if it's something they want to check out. I know I do. So
that's sort of crazy that Will Smith like is this a project that is he exec producing it like that? It seems like sort of a strange vehicle for him, right?
I think he's friends with the producer, is my understanding of his involvement, of how he got involved. So I'm guessing he's got to be monitored.
Okay.
Well, it seems to me with the stories they're talking about, the kind of thing it is, why it's unique. I mean, they're going to talk about Chris Hadfield and stuff, right? The astronaut that sang Space Oddity for us, you know, from the space station.
Sure.
And stories like that. And I think about heroes Will Smith has played in some of his movies. Maybe not a bad guy to be narrating part of that.
Sure. Oh, so he's just doing narration. He's not like hosting the show. He's doing narration.
I'm not sure exactly how they're handling that. Being a National Geographic, the format of their shows normally, I'm guessing it will be a kind of walking around narrating, kind of like, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson would have been better, but yeah. It's not going to be all science. It's going to be people stories. So,
yeah, I'm wondering I don't know why I'm forgetting blanking on his name, because it's a totally common name, but maybe he's looking to replace. What's his name from Shawshank Redemption and
Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman. Yeah, yeah. Maybe he's angling to take his, like, you know, replace him in all the nature documentaries once,
Yeah, he's like, I'm the new generation of people that will do all the narration ever. Bring your penguin movies.
Yeah. When Morgan walks, like, Will Smith will move in. There you go.
You got real quiet on me, Jen. Hopefully everyone else can hear you.
Yeah, you're quiet. I can still hear you.
That's very strange. Okay.
Indeed. So you want to tell folks about Adventure Time game?
Well, I like Adventure Time because I'm things. But Adventure Time has an open world game coming to consoles and PC. So this is super fun. I'm sure it's going to be silly. So I know that the series is going to end in 2018, so I feel like it's the perfect time for them to be coming out with a game like this. Everybody can get in there. I think it's going to be pretty fun. It's going to be on the Switch. It's going to be on PC. It's going to be on Xbox One. and PlayStation 4. So it'll be pretty much everywhere. It's going to be called Adventure Time Pirates of the Enchiridion. I don't even know how that's pronounced. I don't know. It looks fun. It looks fun. And you get to run around in an open world setting. And these characters are, I don't know if any of you watch Adventure Time, but it is silly. It's just, I don't know. There's something.
It's mathematical.
It is mathematical. I like to make bacon pancakes, so I'm good. I'm excited about it.
And your awesome. Volume came back up just
hooray!
Slowly and mysteriously. Now you're nice and loud. Excuse me. So, yeah.
Because why not?
And unfortunately, I didn't get a spill story for you this week, Jen.
That's okay. It's okay. We'll be all right. We'll survive it.
So now let's dig into and grill Micah for our main topic.
I'll be alright, I don't want to break down, I don't want to freak out, I don't want to. I'll be alright, I just need a moment. I'll be alright, just give me a moment. Just need a moment. Just give me one. I always knew there would be days like this, when it all falls apart and it all goes to shit. I always knew there would be days like this. Fuck it, whatever.
Now, I met Mike at Nerdtacular earlier this year, and I've enjoyed your lovely Night Attack theme song for some time.
The Night Attack and NSFW lullaby that are the epic and well-known lullaby. It is a thing that we get to hear every week, and that's actually was my first introduction to Mike TV, for sure.
And you're streaming six days a week now, like 4 or 5 hours at a time?
Yeah, so I do 7 streams, 6 days a week. The Mondays are my toughest day because I that's 2 4-hour streams that will occasionally go longer. You know, I like to, at least on the first stream, the daytime stream, which is the music stream, I like to raid someone, and I like to spend at least half an hour to an hour in somebody's chat when I raid them. So that's so Wednesday is a really, really long day for me, but, but I've been loving it, man. It's crazy. Like how just a full year of kind of doing this nonstop. Maybe it was a little bit longer than a year ago. I think it was maybe September or October of last year, but, I guess last year, I started kind of doing it 5 days a week. It's crazy how much better command over my oeuvre. You know, I mean, I've got now hundreds and hundreds of songs. Like when I first started playing, I could play 40 of them, you know, which was still pretty nice, you know, like I play 40 originals, you know, but man, yeah, now I'm like, you know, like I can play hundreds and hundreds. And
is incredible. It's a behemoth of a document when you go into his channel of when you request songs. It's like, these are the songs I can kind of play, and then these are the songs that I can play. You're just like, all right, scrolling.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's been a real benefit. I mean, the thing is, like, you know, like I'm imagining if I were to do this for another year, like there's a good chance I would be able to, like, I could go on tour and people could ask, request any song from any album, and I'd be like, hell yeah, I can pull that off for you, you know? And that's pretty awesome. Like, because that was, you know, like when we would tour back in the day, we would play and someone would request a song and we'd be like, maybe we can pull something off, you know? And so we would do some half-assed version to be like, there you guys go, you know? But yeah, so I'm pretty thrilled about that. But, and then also, like, you know, it's been great. It's been a lot of fun. The community's been building. It definitely has a large swath of you know, Diamond Club members, but there's also a whole bunch. Like, it's fun because it's been like, it's sort of like
A Move Diamond Pants.
What's that?
The A-Move Diamond Pants group.
Yeah. And then sort of like organic Twitch people, and then old Get Set Go fans going back, you know, 20 years. And so it's like, even Vermicious K fans. So it's been a really interesting mix of just, and it's been awesome. Like since I started doing Twitch, Every metric by which I measure success has been moving in the positive direction, where before everything was either static or slowly but surely depreciating, you know. And so it's been great.
Well, I wanted to express I've been watching, you know, your streams and your community involvement. Like you always share and you raid and that you do stick around in the chat. Like a lot of us like will raid because we're ending and then just we're out of there. And I noticed because I'll stick around and see like, well, if he raided this person, it's probably someone I'll be interested in. And it's like, he's actually just also hanging out in the chat. And I think that's just better practice. It's better for community building. It's a good thing.
Anybody who has that mindset of not like, there's that idea that it's like, okay, we don't want to encourage other people to check out other people because there's like this limited amount of finite amount of money available. And you want everybody to follow you and just you. And anybody, I think, that has that mentality of sharing and building the community for everybody has such a better like outcome. And that's, I think, incredible that you have that mindset. Those are the people that I think do really, really well on Twitch. And it's definitely what makes me come in and follow and continue to support because that mentality is the best.
Awesome. So
and I get to call you a master. I feel this is something I wanted to make sure to bring up. There's that whole, like, whether you use the 1,000-hour model or the 10,000-hour model, there's the, you spend that much time to master something and I want to hear more. You were talking about in your stream one night, your creative process and just this, your schedule of sitting down to write. I know my husband is a singer-songwriter, but he's written a handful of songs in the last 20 years. And but the sitting down and doing it, making yourself do it, is something he can do with a band, but just for him to sit and write, I think he doesn't approach it the same way that, like, you know, actual text writers do. I know there's that sitting down and making yourself do it that I'm bad at too. So if you can talk to us about your process, I think you can help everyone trying to master whatever their craft is.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'll address the sort of like my process, but then I definitely do want to talk about the idea of mastering something because I spent a little bit of time thinking about that just yesterday, and I was like, huh. But so for me, the thing is that like I really every single time I sit down to write a song. I try to walk. I don't even try. I definitely do walk away with a complete song every single time I sit down. And even if I have to just cobble something together and be like 1, 2, 3, 4, like make nonsense lyrics, but I can make sure there's a verse, I make sure there's a chorus, I make sure there's maybe a bridge, maybe there's an instrumental section. I make sure it feels like a complete song. The reason why I do that is for me, I like to get in the practice of completing songs. And the thing is, and it also frees me up to like, not worry about like, is this my best song? Is this going to be a great song? And the thing is, and often I can't really tell, like, you know, I've written songs that were totally what I thought were throwaway songs that were just going to be totally for nothing, you know, like just part of me exercising my songwriting muscles. And it turns out people are like, I love that song. You know, and I'm like, really? This is like, you know, so you know, and it's also nice to like exercise when you sit down and you really kind of like start, like you kind of, you find a chord progression. You can take any chord progression and turn that into a song. You can literally do the one, the two, and the three chord just over and over again. And you can turn that into a really good song. The thing is like, the idea is you just live with it long enough. So you start hearing all of the possibilities in that chord progression. You start thinking about an idea and you start teasing out perspectives on that idea that allow you to kind of write about it, you know? And so the thing is like, so it really is, more, it's just a matter of putting in the effort. You know, you got to put like one chord in front of the other, one word in front of the other. And then, you know, next thing you know, and again, you just have to allow yourself, or for my money. And I just allow myself to be like, okay, this may not be my best song. In fact, this might even be my worst song, but that's fine. You know, it's just another song in my song arsenal. So there's definitely going to be the worst song, you know? And the thing is, it's like, and it'll definitely be the best song. And that will be subjective, predicated on whoever's listening. So, you know, who am I to say if I may even hate a song, and I've written songs I hate. I've written songs where I'm like, this is an abjectly terrible song. I know it is. And then, you know, and I still had people be like, I like that song. And I'm like, oh, there you go. That's, you know.
But you've always said that you consider your supporters like your bosses. And I've always loved the fact that you're like, okay, well, I don't think it's my favorite, but my bosses think it is. So rock on. You guys
need
to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you put it out there, though, because that matters. I think a lot of musicians just, they throw stuff away. I have, you know, I've seen them do it. This is terrible, and they just throw it away and then never sees the light of day. But you'll always just put it out there, huh?
It's funny. What I suggest any aspiring songwriter do is just start streaming on Twitch and have 4 hours to fill, because basically, just play nothing but originals and try to fill 4 hours. And you'll be like, yeah, here's a song I pooped out. It's probably terrible. Let me play it 10 times for you, you know? And the thing is that, like, and it's funny because sometimes I'll write a song and I know it's not my best. And I will play it a bunch and I'll start developing like, oh, wait a minute. I can actually take this melody here and that improves it a little bit. I can actually remove this section and throw in another section and that improves it a little bit. So for me, like when I complete a song, it doesn't necessarily mean that's the end all be all of that song, you know? And sometimes I've taken even kind of like, in fact, I've got a song on my newest record called Spirits in the Bottle that I thought was an okay song as an acoustic song. But by the time it was done, by the time it was the studio production version of it, I was like, this is a great song. It's got a very like, you know, kind of 60s feel, you know, like a very like kind of pop, you know, 60s pop, like Kinks, the Monkees, the Beatles kind of thing, you know.
So like everything is potentially iterative.
Yes. Absolutely. And sometimes, the production that a completely brand new iteration of that song can breathe brand new life into it, you know? And so, yeah, it's, I mean, and you see examples of that all the time with like, you know, Trent Reznor's song adapted by Johnny Cash, and suddenly it's got a whole new life, you know?
You know, I hosted a trivia.
That's one of my favorite covers of all time, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And I hosted like a trivia one night. And I actually went up and argued with the host. Or no, I wasn't hosting. I was playing a local trivia. And they had an audio cue one. And you had the name, the songwriter. And then it was Hurt. And they had Johnny Cash as the right answer. And I went up and I'm like, you have to give me credit. And to his credit, Nick gave me credit for the point.
Good. Yeah. That's something I take serious umbrage with. Like getting the name of the songwriter wrong. That's not, that is no bueno.
Having sat at a Bowie Nine Nails concert and having the people in front of me bitching about why is he playing a fucking Nirvana song.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to get up and walk away for a minute.
They survived. They survived that concert. Wow. You're much more. Yeah, much more forgiving human than I am.
Yeah, it was really not okay. So, Jen, you wanted to ask about particular songs?
I've got stuff to ask and say.
Being a big fan. You probably know more of Mike's music than Linda and I do. Linda just discovered it through me telling her about Mike.
Yeah, I listened to it for the first time at work, and I had to turn it off real quick because there are some songs.
I've been meaning to put together a suitable for work playlist because there are 150 songs,
Die, that probably isn't one that's going to be great.
Yeah, no, ever, that's yeah.
You know? But I had it on in the background, so I wasn't looking at the names. But it was okay because I'm kind of shut off from everybody. I'm in the front, so I was just like quickly like we're going to pause that and put that back on when I get home.
No, I've been my first interaction was absolutely through NSFW United SAC, of course. And also, I think one of the things that is my most favorite thing about what you do isn't always the things that you take the time to polish and finish. And of course, I do appreciate those. Talk about getting what you pay for. His Patreon, by the way, I have hours of music to listen to at any given time, because every week it's like, oh, here's a list of 28 songs I wrote this week. Hey, check this out. Wow. Also, here's seven 4-hour streams that you can watch if you missed a couple of them. No, but that is great. But what really always got me was your ability to just come up with things just off the cuff. You know, and that is just the best. I think the one that comes to mind for me most recently, well, not most recently, but the one that I think just was, it was a hard day for everybody. But God King, the musical episode Night Attack was incredible. I think all of us trying to deal with the fact that we were literally watching an election come down to one county, like live while that... It was an emotional evening, but you just come up with things off the cuff. Like, where did that ability come from to just,
you know, that's funny. Cause I really think that I'm the I have friends that are absolutely amazing at that kind of stuff. And they come up with, I mean, even Will, you know, the thing is like,
Will's
like it's funny. I always think of myself more as, I like to fashion my lyrics. I like to I like to think about them. I like to turn them around. I like to figure out like the perspective, you know. So I don't ever consider myself being really great at the improvisational stuff. But that said, the thing is that like when I am kind of flying by the seat of my pants, occasionally, you know, if I have a little bit of an idea of what it is I'm about to write about. That I just kind of marshal a bunch of ideas, you know, like I'm like, okay, well, this might be funny. And I just kind of like, and then I just start riffing, you know? And the thing is like, but yeah. And the good thing is that like, because I've written so many songs, coming up with a decent chord progression and melody is really easy. So all you need to do is just do one or two rounds. And then it's just all like, all right, what am I going to say next? Come on, brain. Come on, let's go. Ah, good. You know? And so, and very often I will train wreck that, you know, like it's funny because, I only do those kind of improv songs on Night Attack just because the thing is like they really do like they do tax me to the limits because that's not my normal MO my normal way of working. And it's funny because
what was that? Is a chicken is a bird?
No.
What was that?
Oh no.
No.
Oh yeah. The is Donald Duck a bird?
Yeah, oh, no. Duck is a bird. But
oh my god,
you nailed that one.
yeah. It's funny, and that is funny. Like that's another thing. I certainly do have lyrical tricks that I can use to take an idea and keep turning that idea around. And that, it's stuff that I use. Like if I want to take a chorus that's only two lines, I can extend that chorus out eight times by just tinkering with the way I frame the words. So that I can, I definitely do have this little toolbox that I can use to throw out stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is clever, you know? And so, but yeah, once you, like, I'm a charleton. Once you dig, like, at least I'm an improv charleton. Once you kind of understand my process, you're like, oh yeah, I see what you're doing, dude.
Uh-oh, really fraud police are after you. You are not, stop with the imposter syndrome. We don't believe you. You're awesome. We should probably pause for the people that are listening or watching that are not familiar with the Tuesday Night Night Attack situation and what Mike does there, what we're talking about.
Night Attack is a chaos train wreck of an amazing podcast that is records live on Tuesday nights.
Bunch of improv comedians.
Justin Robert Young and Brian Brushwood. Being the main host, also the invisible wife who doesn't get enough recognition. It's a good time. Come check it out on Tuesdays. And I know that you can also, they stream it at twitch.tv/nightattack. So you can check it out there. But he does the lullaby at the end. So at the end of every episode, we get to talk about drinking a warm glass of Drano and being sad until Night Attack comes back again next week.
Yeah, but what I was referring to is what we were just talking about, like with the a duck is a bird. Michael come on and they'll do some kind of featured weirdness, like whether it's the Halloween costumes that are knockoffs or whatever.
He just comes on and has a good time as Night Attack is kind of it's in a weird show. And I think every time you've been on, it's been in a different adventure each time.
Yeah, I, it's like, yeah.
But it looks brutal when they're like, okay, we're going to do a comedy bit, all kinds of weird shit, and then we're going to pull over to you and you're supposed to make up a song right now.
Yeah. And it's funny. The thing is the first couple of times I did that sort of thing, it really was a lot more nerve wracking. Now, you know, the thing is even though like, at least from me, from a lyrical perspective, my mind is racing. I've done this enough times and I now have enough understanding of like chord progressions and melodies where I'm like, I can do this. No worries. I can at least make something that's going to sound catchy and it's going to have a hook chord. I mean, I certainly have kind of pooped some out. Like there have definitely been some the vampire Tina Turner and the something feet, like that one. That one was totally pooped out. It just happened because it was so non sequitur. It happened to work out all right, you know.
But, well, I suppose you've got the guys and the hosts and all the fuckos like feeding you lyrics, right? So you just
yeah. Well, yeah. There's definitely a little bit of yeah. I mean, you know, I do like to try to build in some referential stuff to kind of what's happening in chat and also what's happening in conversation, you know.
I like a lot of the stuff you've done on Ashley's stream too. I think me getting to know. That was the part of you that I knew from before. And then Ashley, being Jury's wife, fake gamer girl, her stream specifically, she didn't want to get muted. And unfortunately, when you're on Twitch, if you're using anything that's not independent music, you have that propensity to get muted. So she was using your music. And that's where I really got to actually hear more of the work that you've done that's finished work, just the off-the-cuff British guy yelling lyrics at you and expecting you to put it to guitar instantaneously in front of a crowd of people. Not like that happened. Nugs.
Nugs.
But, you know, it's just... But, you know, the things that you created for her stream, too, in particular, crack me up. Like, I love the fact that I had to, like, when I met you at Nerdtacular, I had to remind you that thank you for making me have to pee every time she takes a break. Because you created the most ridiculous song that literally I hear it and I'm like, oh, it's potty time. Excellent. But, like, the song for Ashley's channel is one of the best.
That's great. Sure. That was for me, like that. You know, she basically when she first reached out to me, she's like, would you be willing to do some music for me? Yes, I'll do that. So we before we had even sat down and talked about kind of what she wanted, she told me about her show, and I was like, okay, well, yeah, great. I can definitely write like a good, like, hey, this is a cooking show kind of thing. And that's where Om Nom Yummy Yummy came from, you know.
Say Om Nom Yummy Yummy. It's so fun.
And it goes from Om Nom Yummy Yummy, and then she starts talking about, well, you know, I need a bio break song, and I'm gonna need like some, you know, like a Perone song because I got a Peroning bit, and I've got like, and so I was like, oh, okay, well, this is great. I can, yeah, these things, I can definitely do. And it was because I really do like working in real short formats. That's why I love doing the movie draft stuff. That's why I love doing stuff for Fake Gamer Girl, because I can do a minute, like, I don't really get a call for doing a minute and a half song or a minute long song or a 30-second song or a 15-second song. And so it's a lot of fun because I can take ideas that wouldn't work for a full song and I can just like, you know, put them out, and they're fun and silly and you're in and out and da da, you know. But although Tinkle Time, I definitely wanted to make sure that was long enough. Well, there were two things. I want to make sure it was long enough to cover like anything that she, like, you know, because sometimes we'll be like, I need to go use the bathroom, but then you get out and you're like, oh, I want to grab a drink and I want to do. So I tried to make sure that it was at least like 4 to 5 minutes if you needed it, you know. And then that was the first thing. I'm like, okay, it's got to be long. And then second was, I was like, I want people, by the time they've really fully digested the song, I want it to be, I want to make sure that everybody is compelled to pee. Like, you have just gone to the bathroom to be immune to this song. And so that was,
nope, those are the, it works.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, those are the two marching orders. That was it.
I was joking about with somebody, like, I had to do, you know, they always are like, oh, pee in a cup. And of course they don't tell you that needs to happen until like well after you've like used the bathroom. And I was like, you know, maybe I should just cue up that Tinkle Time song.
There you go.
Just going.
Pro tip, put that in your iTunes.
I know, right? it's so fun. And I love, one of the things I do love about your streams in particular, just your canonness, that you put so much of yourself out there. How do you handle that? I feel like that so many musicians I know that are, I don't know how people are going to take it, and they get caught up in, like, I guess what other people are going to say, or putting so much of themselves out there, but you are just like, you're out there. And like, how did you get comfortable with just being so much of yourself on your sleeve, I guess?
That's actually a great question. And it's funny because I didn't start off going like, yeah, I'm going to expose all my dirty little me, you know, to the world. you know, the thing is that what happened was I was kind of writing not traditional songs, because I definitely came from an indie rock world, and I definitely came from a lot of the indie rock that I loved had a lyrical perspective that was kind of singular. You know, all of my favorite authors at the time were like, all my favorite musicians at the time definitely had their own unique lyrical perspective, you know? So I knew that was important. I knew lyrics were important, which is funny because a lot of musicians and a lot of songwriters I know, the lyrics were their like the third or fourth thing in terms of their composition perspective. You know, like they were more about the chord structure and the melodies and, you know, all that. But it was after our first record came out and sort of tanked, and I knew the record label wasn't interested in putting out a second record. I just started writing songs for me. You know, I was just documenting all of the craziness. You know, I was a drug addict. I mean, my life was just a nightmare at that point in time. And so I was just documenting my life, you know, and I was writing it just to kind of like externalize the woe and externalize the pain and externalize the self-loathing and the, you know, and so it really was a very personal grouping of songs. And Grey's Anatomy reached out and they were like, hey, do you have any more music? And I'm like, I got like 64 songs, you know, I don't know if you'll like them. And I sent them about 30 of them, and they came back and they're like, yeah, there's like a number of songs in here that we want, you know, that we want from you. And I was like, all right, well, you know, and so that started basically got us the second record, you know, and all of the songs where I was as brutally honest and as brazenly honest, those ones really resonated. But I also, even before that though, I noticed, I saw that when we would play live, you know, cause I was part of a huge indie rock scene, and whenever I'd play songs like Suicide and Break Your Heart, these songs that were like, they were very much like like self-deprecating, but also like overly
they're
like
raw.
Vulnerable. Yeah. Like here I am. Raw. Yeah. And the thing is like, and I saw that those songs really, really resonated. And not only that, like when Ordinary World came out, I got a lot of feedback from people being like, yeah, I, in fact, there was one review where, on popmatters.com, I don't know if they're still around. I think they are, but, where, the reviewer, she was like, yeah, I when I discovered this record, it was like it became like my best friend. Like, you know, it was this review of like how intimately that music affected her. Like, it was just a, like, you know, and I was like, yeah, that wasn't my intention starting out. It is now. When I write now, I try to figure out, well, what are the attributes of me that I haven't really shed light on, and how do I make them? How do I take my flaws and make them relatable? And how do I take my strengths? And how do I look at them from a perspective where I can see these are the fractures in them, and let me show those fractures so that, you know, because that's what makes you human, right? Like, we're none of us are superheroes, you know, and it's the fact that we do heroic things in the face of our not being heroes that allows us to, you know, so anyway.
No, I feel that. I think that it's funny that the songs where you're the most honest, people can sense that. There's that ability to sense something genuine. And when somebody's genuine, you're drawn to it. And that is definitely something that comes through in your music a lot.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. I spend a lot of time trying to make sure I do have silly songs that are obviously, you know, just silly just for silly sake, but
I'm totally. Sorry. I'm like biting my tongue. I'm like, oh, that horrible, like, it must be so heart-wrenching to expose how you really just wanted to have sex with all your toy plastic dinosaurs when you were little. Yeah. I mean, that's a huge revelation that people struggle with forever. I mean,
And then sometimes they're just so simple, and there's songs like, okay, when I'm having a really shitty day.
Sorry, I just wanted to lighten things up. I didn't want to be mean.
I can play I Hate Everyone, and I can
yeah, amen.
Moment in time where Mike TV had a really crappy day, and it was kind of like my day where everything was just shitty for no apparent reason. It's not really a big deal.
Oh,
it's
not
like my house burned down, but I'm pissed off, and I can listen to that song and be like, yeah, another human had a shitty day one time too.
You know what? Fuck it, whatever, okay, is that one for me.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Amen.
I needed that song today. Fuck it, whatever. Okay. Have you got a favorite yet, Linda? I know you've been listening to stuff in prep.
Yeah, that's the thing, though, is I have it on kind of in the background, like I said, so I don't pay attention to the titles.
Yeah.
But the one, oh, God, it's the Christmas one.
Oh, fuck Christmas?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was like,
yeah, and that one.
Because
that
fuck one... Christmas, sorry.
Yeah, that one's...
Okay. I love Christmas. I do. I love Christmas, but just sometimes you just I was
me
like,
too, I
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, and that was. It's really funny because when I first started writing that, because I was going to write a Christmas EP, and so I was thinking, I'm like, okay, well, what do I feel about Christmas? And I realized that very often Christmas is a pretty shitty experience for me. You know, very often I'm broke. Very often I'm far away from my family, or if I'm not far away from my family, like they've gone somewhere else, you know, like sometimes Christmas can be a lonely, pretty miserable affair while everybody's like, happy holidays, have a great, like, you know, and I'm like, fuck you very much, man. Yeah. You go have your own happy holidays and dude, stop shoving yours down my throat. Damn it. You know? So
the other day I went into this, I was going to the grocery store and I was just having a shit day. It was just a bad day. It was one of those kind of days, and I'm walking in. There's this, the People's Salvation Army bell, and she's ringing the bell, and it's like I start walking by, so she's like, "Oh, I gotta ring the bell," and all I could think was, "Shove that stupid fucking Christmas bell!" And it made me like so enraged, and I was like, "All right, Jen, she's just trying to collect money. Like, calm down." But it is. There's like that thing where sometimes you're just like, all right, I'm Christmased out right now. I'm good. Like, give me a breath.
That was, yeah, that was one of those instances when I worked at a grocery store, like years ago, because they had the Muzak up really loud and it was all Christmassy and cheerful. The phone was ringing off the hook and there was one of those bell ringers outside the front door. So it's just music blaring in my ears, telephone ringing, and the bell ringer going off all at the same time. And I was like, I could take out the music system, but punching the bell ringer would be so much more satisfying.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, so yeah, so that was that was the only song of that stripe. But you know, and every single time I play, because I do play it on my stream, I have to like kind of like, look, this is not. I'm not admonishing Jesus. I'm not like, this is just the season and the moment and the being besieged by Christmas at all point, you know, and every quarter. For what amounts to like 2.5 months, so, you know, like, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's other ones that I liked as well. Just that one's the one that I could pick out.
Awesome.
Your schedule, like with the streaming, is that wrapped into, or do you have other time set aside where you kind of by yourself?
Yeah. Write? So my work week is I'm trying to trim it down because my work week over the past year, well, yeah, really over the past year, but seriously since July, has been like 70 to 80, sometimes 90 and 100 hour work week. So I'm like I was working on, I put out my newest record, which was This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. It had 45 songs on it. So I was still streaming 5 days a week. I was trying to put out a 45 song album. I was also occasionally writing songs, and you know, and it was just, yeah. And the thing is, I love this. I love this life. I love getting up in the morning and being like, all right, I get to write songs, and I get to I get to record these songs, and I get to play them for people. Like, my life is amazing. It's such a gigantic amount of work. So I'm trying to pull that back a little bit, but even so, my baseline work week is about 63 hours, you know, and then that doesn't include stuff like this. So anything above and beyond, you know, like ads. So I think I can sustain this for another couple of years. And then at some point in time, I'm going to have to pull way back, you know, but I'm trying to grow my Twitch channel. I'm definitely trying to come here, bud. I'm trying to grow my Twitch channel, and I'm trying to, you know, I want to showcase the fact that I'm able to do all of this stuff and still consistently put out huge albums with really strong songs, you know, I can't say they're hit songs, but I think that, like, you know, I just want to be like, yeah, these are all, there's not a bad song in the mix, you know? So that's been my goal.
Yay.
And there's a cool Doge that joins him.
Puppers. Hi, yeah. Puppers.
Yeah. Everybody needs to have sweet animals.
Oh,
yep. I'm sure everyone has seen my cats making their cameos.
Yes.
When they're just hopping up and down.
They're like, I want camera time.
Yep. Oh, well, the big one hasn't come up yet. I have a 8-pound cat and a 17-pound cat. So,
oh, wow.
Holy crap. That's
You've
a
seen
cat.
The 8-pounder. Yeah. He's as big as my parents' small dog. It's hilarious.
Holy moly.
Jack, you want to come up?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I've had so much fun with obviously the live streams. I think it's really cool, the community that's growing out of that, and with you getting settled into Twitch, because you've been streaming on there for a long time, but it feels like over the last couple months it's really gelled into something. Just it's getting more and more gelled. I don't know how a better way to describe that, but it's just been really awesome. And noticeable.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I've actually been. It's crazy because I've been doing Twitch for 2 years now.
that's my husband, by the way.
Oh,
hello.
Okay.
Should have put up my screen. Oh well.
but yeah, I've been doing Twitch for 2 years, but I really didn't start taking it seriously until just over a little bit over a year ago, and so, and then in that time, it's been an awesome ride. Like, it really has been. You know, I mean, it's crazy because I'm only playing original music. So when people show up, if they don't know anything about me, you know, for them to stick around and dig the music is like, that's pretty miraculous, you know, like, cause, you know, yeah, it's been slow, but it's been awesome. And the way the community has been growing, I'm loving every minute of it.
Do you have, somebody asked me this last week and I didn't know what to say. So I got to come up with something. They said, do you have a name for your chat room? Like, you know, Dills has the Dillionaires and Diamond Club has the Fuckos. And I figured from
Diamond Club Fuckos is kind of a, we're supposed to shy away from it, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. That's going to happen. I mean, sorry, but the cult speaks.
Got the Flock for Ashley's group. Yeah, sure.
And with the grills, we've got our grill friends. And for 9 to 12, I figure I'll use the Borg, right? What do you call your chat room?
You know, I don't, it's funny. I haven't, there's a lot of those kind of conventions I think are awesome. I just haven't first off, I hate naming things. So hopefully maybe it happens organically. Like everybody kind of like,
yeah.
Is that
how your
dog got his name?
No. First he did. So yeah, he's a boy named Sue.
Yeah. That's why I love it.
Yeah. And occasionally we do call chat Chad, you know, hey Chad, that's, you know, but that's you know, but that's occasional, I wouldn't call that a permanent sober cat, you know.
I'm guessing at some point is going to happen organically, given the character of your chat. I mean, you've written songs just throwing in names of like people's chat names, right?
Yeah. And I've definitely co-written songs with them. And so, you know, and so when we've gotten, so we have, I think, 7 songs now. And when we have 10 songs, then I'm going to, I'm going to do a full blown studio album, and it'll be, you know, Mike TV Live with, we're actually going to all of us decide the name of the chat, but the name of the album and the name of the band. But if we need to, like I'll put in parentheses below it all, you know, Mike TV Live, and, you know, and at that point in time, maybe we'll name the chat, but I don't know. Like, you know, the thing is like, yeah, for me, naming things is awesome because names have power and names give people a sense of community. But at the same time, like sometimes it's nice to just kind of, you know, switch names like hats, you know, like,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, some things just happen organically too, I think, like you said, and over time it's just, at the end of the day, what's important is that it's a good time. You should come check it out. That's what matters. Yeah. Hang out.
Yeah.
Although if it's organic, you might end up with, you know, Mike TV and the Remotes or something like that.
Yeah. And that's, and that, the thing is just like, it's like, it, it, if, because I don't look at myself as I like to look at my whole thing, my whole community as sort of like a house party where I'm just the guy sitting on the couch playing the guitar. Everybody everybody's there and we're all hanging out. We're all laughing and having a good time and getting drunk or not getting drunk. We're all talking serious talks or whatever. But the thing is, and I'm just the guy playing the music, you know, and kind of like, you know, and shooting the shit, you know? So the thing is so for me, it really does feel like, you know, at some point in time, you know, it will figure out, we'll come with our names. So yeah. Mike TV and the troll mods, Elix says, and I certainly do have, I get trolled by my mods probably twice as often as I do get trolled by trolls.
That's so funny. I mean, that's pretty much what I do in Jury's channel. It's just 100% trolling all the time. That's what you have to do when you're a mod. You're obligated to harass the person that you mod for.
Yeah.
Because they've trusted you with that.
Yeah.
That's right. They've given you power. Please.
Yeah. With great power comes great irresponsibility.
Can that be the episode title, please?
Yes.
I think definitely.
I feel like that sums up. Yeah, I love it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Mike. This has been fantastic. And you're welcome on anytime. Maybe come play a song or something. That would be epic as well. I'm thinking about...
Absolutely.
I'll talk about our New Year's Eve stuff going on, coming up. And I'm thinking about trying to get some of my locals to show up here and play for our episode that day. So yeah, anytime. Anyone who wants to chime in on any of the stuff we talked about with your own questions and comments, please email us at geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a ring at 508-474-5577. So Grills and Girlfriend, I guess we'll start with Linda. What are you most anticipating this geeky week?
Vacation from work. We have a whole week off. Oh God, you just get to a point sometimes if you in your regular 9-to-5 where you're like, I need a couple of days just away from this. And I've kind of reached that point. It's like, you know, they call it senioritis when the seniors in high school reach that point where they have already gotten their you know, letter into college and they're just kind of cruising
calling
to
it
the
in.
End of the year. I've been cruising to the end of the year. I have senioritis for my work right now. I'm just ready to be out of there for a little while, even if it's only a week.
How about you, Jan?
Well, I have the opposite. I'm working my ass off. I'm actually on call right now until pretty much right before New Year's. So I have I'll be woken up at any hour of the day time. But Christmas is fun. People have lots of babies around this time. They get excited about the holidays, and then it just gets nuts for me. But I am going to go see Star Wars. I'm really, really excited about checking that out. I saw posters when I was at the theater this weekend, and it made me think, oh, gosh, I got to go see it. Also, it is just a couple weeks here until the annual Ritual Misery New Year's Eve stream. So I'm really excited about that. We do it for charity. I'm going to be hopefully joining September and everybody for that. And then I think you guys lead right into my 2 hours of mayhem and magic. Let's hope. So I'll be doing a stream then, and that'll be a good time.
We're supposed to ring in the new year on the hour, but for...
Yeah, well, don't worry. They'll give you the list. And okay. Amos is very particular about the fact that you have to specifically celebrate the new year wherever that new year happens. So I remember last year I took some really stupid shift, like 6 a.m. That was dumb. And it was like, I'm like, oh, good morning, everyone. Oh, happy new year to some place in Australia. Cool. Go you guys. Anyway, let's play some video games. No, yeah. This year I'm going to be a little bit more awake. I may be able to convince the boyfriend to yo-yo on stream. That's part of my goal. But we're also just probably going to play some Overwatch and hang out. So,
yeah. You said you got really busy, Jen, at work for Black Friday. And I was just like, is this a popular thing for people to... I imagine it's a gift for people to buy their...
So people want to buy it when it's cheap. Yep.
And but you had a sale on stem cell storage. Okay.
Yeah. On Vault Space. Vault Space. For everybody who doesn't know, I'm pretty open about it. I work for a private family cord blood bank. So people sign up to preserve their baby's umbilical cord blood. So it's kind of weird. It's a very weird sales job to have.
What do they preserve for?
cord blood and cord tissue because the stem cells could potentially be useful for like treatments later. There are proven treatments and stuff too, but the company I work for does a lot of research too for, or supports a lot of research for other crazy stuff. In fact, the Duke trial just finished up for cerebral palsy and it was really incredible, the results. So it's really cool stuff, but it is weird to be like, I sell Vault Space and it's on sale on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. That makes sense.
Are you having a baby? Do you want to save parts of it that normally aren't saved?
Basically, stuff that normally gets thrown in the trash can. Come talk to me. I will help you save it.
Go see Jen.
By the way, if anybody here is pregnant, hit me up. Friends and family discount. If you're planning on preserving, just saying.
Oh, I actually know somebody due in a couple weeks. Anyway, Mike, how about you, Mike?
In terms of what stuff that's going on?
What's on deck, man?
This coming week. I'm going to finish at least 12, but I'm hoping to go for closer to 16 or 17 new songs for the Mike TV Live album. Like, I mean, they've been in process. I've been recording the guitars for them. I'm going to try to record vocals tomorrow afternoon, get as many done as I possibly can. I don't know if my voice will hold out for, cause I have to do like 3 or 4 passes on each song. So that'll be 3 hours. If I just sing for 3 hours, yeah, maybe I can get 12 done. Maybe I can get 15 done. I don't know. But, And then I'm hoping to put that out, you know, on my next Patreon post. So that's a whole album's worth of new material for everybody. And then just a ton of streaming and writing songs. So that's, you know, that's my life lately, which is awesome.
It is awesome. And I enjoy watching. So I'm looking, I'm looking forward to a bunch of stuff, but like, I'm probably going to put lights on my tree I got last night. I had to let it settle. That's a thing. I'm with Scott Johnson on this. When you get a real tree, you have to let it settle. Just trust me. There was a whole argument about what's wrong with you. It's like these people apparently never had a real tree. The grill's going to take next week off. We're not going to, because our recording day falls actually on Christmas and other people have other obligations. I might pop in for the hell of it anyway, and stream, but that's me. But there won't be an official podcast next week. But at the end of that, on New Year's Eve, as Jen mentioned, the Geek Grills will be recording live. It'll be a different time. On New Year's Eve, we'll be on from 3:30 to 4:30, recording an episode of the podcast, probably trying to round up some guests. Maybe we'll do something special. And then the Jen follows us in the document I have for the two spots following that. So you got 2 more hours after that.
Awesome.
More Jen than you'll know what to do with.
We don't have a URL to watch the whole stream right now, but all the streamers are going to be broadcasting from their own streams. So you can come here and then you'll be able to find it by then, or just go to ritualmisery.com and you'll be able to get all the current information as they set everything up. I imagine there's going to be an aggregate stream for that. The charity is, excuse me. Oh shoot. Jen, do you have my mail is failing. It's life.
So for the Ritual Misery podcast, it's, the Ritual Misery crew, they pick a charity and, it's a specific children's hospital.
Isn't it Life Without Death?
Well, no.
It's a charity.
Donate Life America. You can go to Donate Life.
Donate Life. Oh, that's right.
DonateLife.net if you want to check out their validity. I know I did that a while ago because there are different regional ones. There's one that's countrywide. There's one that's worldwide. And I had found this information to like help them when they were deciding if how legit it was. But yeah, DonateLife.net focuses on organ, eye, and tissue transplants, and that's what this whole New Year's Eve stream, that all these streamers are just going to be taking all the money you'll give us and giving it straight to that charity. Yeah. That's what that's about.
I've got the link to yolo420.com/donatelife will be the link to get you the Diamond Club team on that charity stream. And yeah, last year it was the specific children's hospital. But yeah, though this year it's cool. And we'll have everything set up for people to donate. And we hit all of our goals last year, which was really awesome. And, I know donators usually get swag. Ethan Kane usually, and they always want to make sure everybody gets hooked up. Kent does too. So, yeah, come check it out. It's going to be super fun.
It'll be great.
Ultimately, Mike, you now have the name of your next song, apparently. Life Without Death, or whatever said.
The charity, the best charity ever.
Yeah, best charity song.
Yeah.
Get to work on that.
I love it.
We here at the Life Without Death Foundation. Are you sick of dying? Well, good.
We got the necromancy special for you.
Oh, boy. I think you might have us confused with the Life After Death.
Yes. Wrong charity. Our mistake.
Oh, I got to get this bot set up. We got to start doing what other streamers do and getting our chat to vote and create and suggest show titles because...
The show bot's nice.
Yeah, doing it live, we seem to be getting full of
You know how you make things like that happen, guys? Do you know how we make that happen? You support the Geek Girls podcast. That's how you make that happen. You give Ember all the time and tools that she needs to make things happen. So you can support www.patreon.com/grills. I just feel like I'm here, so I feel like I have to do that because it makes me feel right to do the... Our Patreon announcement, Ember, so I hope you don't mind.
Absolutely not. It's still in our notes. It's like Jen does the Patreon update whenever she's here.
I don't hate Patreon anymore either. There was a moment where I was like, oh, Patreon die. And then now I'm like, oh, yay, Patreon's cool again. Cool. All right. Yay.
Yeah, yep. they backed the fuck down because they made a mistake and they were really like, oh boy, we screwed up about it.
Hey, it takes the cojones to turn on a beat like that and say, you know what, we totally screwed up, we're backing out, and good for them. So yeah, but yeah, patreon.com/grills, support. It helps a lot.
Yeah, because I love you, but we're operating at a loss. I mean, that's okay, but I want it to be better for you guys.
Amen.
And I still have Steam codes to give away, so there's that.
And also, if you give us iTunes reviews, because that would maybe get us to like the front page, which would be really cool. We love them. Heart, please.
And they're free. Like,
and they're free.
The coolest
thing.
You just have to take a few minutes of your time.
Also, you can join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word.
So, where can we find you on the interwebs, Linda?
You can find me here on Twitch under the name TrueNoob, TRUN00B. I picked that name because I suck at video games. And you can also listen to me talking about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast. And that is also on iTunes and Stitcher and all the places where you get podcasts.
Google Play.
Google Play, yes.
Yeah, sure. How about you, Mike? Pimp your stuff.
So I there's so much. All right. So obviously if you want to catch me live and you want to like just be part of the show, you can. I stream 6 days a week. Just take a look at my schedule. It's posted on my Twitch page. If you want access to all the music, you can find it all on Spotify and iTunes and Apple and Tidal and any place where you can legitimately stream music. If you want to buy it, you can buy it at like Amazon and iTunes and anywhere you can actually buy music. If you want to be an active participant, if you want to be on the sort of the bleeding edge of my music and sort of get stuff as it's being developed, the best place to do that is Patreon. And it's obviously it's patreon.com/ getsetgo, which is the name of the band. In fact, I should say that in case those of you are just, I don't know the name of the band is called Get, like, On Your Marks, Get Set, Go. So I know I'm known mostly in this community as Mike TV, but the actual band name and that's, I've put so much time and effort and life into that band name. I can't walk away from it, alas. So, that's where
okay.
All the crazy
I've known
know,
bands
so.
To do that. That's a mistake. Don't keep it.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. Oh, yeah. I me as well. Fortunately, I've definitely seen that. Now, yeah, I'm not going to walk away from all of the successes I've already garnered, you know. And then if you want to be updated kind of like in real time about like all of the goings on in my life, mostly shows and stuff like that, then you can find me on Twitter at Mike TV of GSG, or you can find me on Gets at Go Band. That's the other Twitter page. So,
and then also Bandcamp is where I go to. GetsAtGoLA.bandcamp.com is a great link to check out stuff there.
Yeah, that's if you want to buy the albums. I mean, you can listen to stuff there, but if you want to buy the albums,
that's where I like to go.
Then that's where I make the largest share of an album sale from there. So,
wink.
Yeah.
That's
You know, I mean,
I gotta mention it because, you know, Patreon is great and supporting you directly is great that way through Patreon. But also, if you want to buy the music, that's definitely the best place to do it. So if you don't know people, most musicians, that's where they make the best cut.
And are you going live right after we're done?
I am. I have to hit the lavatory. I've been drinking. I drank a gallon and a half of water today, and literally like 2 minutes into this stream, my body was like, "Hey, Mike, you really desperately need." And then we're talking about taking time.
Man, we should have made you play the song.
I know. Oh my god. All right. Well, I'll go quickly then. So you can find me at The Jen Says on Twitter. I stream. I will be streaming more often. Oh, by the way, the computer exists. The computer is fine. The RAM issue is fixed. The awesome. Jen has a computer. Twitch.tv/TheJenPlays. I will actually be streaming again going forward because I have a computer now. So, yeah, check it out.
And I can be reached at 9of12, that's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch. And you can hear me on the Part-Time Gamers podcast as well. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Awesome. Bye.
A biento. Cheers.
Hey,
everyone.
If you enjoyed this show and have the quill skill to shriek speech, leave us a 5-star unique critique on iTunes or thrill us with the size of your handbill by spilling goodwill into our tills at patreon.com/grills. We can also be found windmilling around Facebook and YouTube at facebook.com/geekgrills and youtube.com/geekgrills, where we like to chill. Tweet your siren songs where the throngs belong on Twitter at geekgrills, where we're dressed to kill. For more info on the show, though, go to geekgrills.com, where you can find previous episodes, show notes, and current contest information. Send us your psalms and qualms to geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a ring at 508-474-5577, where we can hear your lovely voice sing the zing thing. Thanks for listening.